Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we get to chat with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pizzuti about the recent farmers markets and other happenings with the Perry Chamber of Commerce. So let's just get started with this. Another week, another farmers market in the books, and a beautiful Thursday night. So very fortunate with the weather, one of the few breaks that the farmers market has gotten this year. Can you let me know how this week went for you guys?
So this week's farmers market's gone well. It was a beautiful evening, a little bit windy here and there, but nothing we couldn't handle, and just a really nice night weather-wise to get out. We've got a nice variety right now. We're starting to see lots and lots of tomatoes, but then also some of the fun fall things, such as pumpkins and some of the winter squash as well. So it's a really nice variety, plus all of the baked goods that you can think of. So we've got, this is the perfect time to really get out and enjoy the seasonal produce.
Awesome. And then another thing I wanted to talk about, and so something that we had talked about a little bit during last week's chat, was a possible economic development grant for businesses with affected with COVID-19 that I thought was really interesting and really innovative. Can you give me the latest thought on that and possibly some background as well for anyone who is unfamiliar?
Sure, yeah. So between the Perry Chamber of Commerce, Perry Economic Development, and the City of Perry, we are collaborating on a business modernization and protection grant. This is a form of a COVID relief program. A lot of the current programs out there, or past programs, I should say, really, have really been focused on loss from being closed or shut down from the mandates, and then just kind of just general impact of what the last few months have looked like. And so what we really wanted to do is, not knowing if there will be more closures in the future, how long this is going to go, we really wanted to help businesses get a leg up on moving forward. And so that's really what our program is focused on, is modernization, whatever that means to that business. It could be making sure that they have a good web presence and people can find information, or they can actually do e-commerce. It could be some kind of system within their company that's more automated, that helps them be more efficient. It's going to take them to the next level, so that maybe people can work remotely, or they can have those communications still. So it really will depend on each business and what their needs are. But the opportunity is for them to, you know, make that investment to grow and be able to continue their operations, even if altered in the future, and so that they can continue on, and the disruption, if any, in the future does not have as big of an impact on them. So with that, our launch will be September 15th is when the grant applications will be available, and then October 31st is the deadline. We will also be doing some sort of campaign, a fundraising campaign to go along with this. So we have seed money within this fund to kind of get us started, but we really want to have this be a widespread opportunity for more than just a handful of businesses, but anyone that really is in need of this. So we would like to strengthen that funding pool the best that we can. So we have applied for a number of grants, and we'll be reaching out to the community to also support it as well. When we did the Perry Pride Business Booster gift card program, we had such an outpour from the community wanting to support businesses. Of course, they enjoyed the incentive that it went along with the gift cards, but even more so, people were just really wanting to support businesses, especially while they were closed. So we're hopeful that some of that energy will still be around for individuals and other businesses that have not been impacted as much, wanting to support this program to help our whole community, you know, get through this, kind of the rising tides idea, that if we can all persevere and grow from this, the better. So we'll be launching that and getting more information out as far as timing and opportunity and how people can get the information that they're looking for. But really, it's a matter of kind of taking, you know, what's the next phase of this, and how can we face it so that we're ready. So we'll have that available for businesses as a way to see kind of into the future to help them be better than what they are right now, and knowing that with economic times being the way that they are, that investment might not be possible without some help. So that's what the grant will be.
Awesome. And then kind of staying on the topic of COVID-19 relief, and I'm not sure how much you can tell me about this, but with the latest governor's proclamation closing down bars within Dallas County and kind of putting some restrictions on restaurants, can kind of educate me a little bit on how this has been impacting Perry. And I know she just reopened the small business relief program, which could help as well. Can you just kind of educate me on the latest as far as that goes, if you can?
So from what I know, yes, the proclamation just came out, and it does put some restrictions on bars, taverns, and, wineries and breweries. So it's one of those situations that if that is the one and only thing that you have available within your business, there's no food or anything like that, then it is a shutdown, and that's where that relief program is available, knowing that, there's zero income coming in, but still probably overhead to, keep the power on and things like that. But for restaurants or bar and grill, some businesses that have a mixture of those things, as long as they have 50% of their sales in food, they're still able to stay open. They just have to stop serving alcohol at 10 p.m. So for instance, we've got a lot of businesses that do serve alcohol, but they also are serving food. So they're not as impacted, other than that 10 p.m. may be a shift for some of them. Not a huge impact here in Perry, but it's still going to be somewhat of an impact, and we'll see how it progresses. Hopefully we'll kind of get through that. It is until September 20th, so that could be extended. It could expire on that date and kind of go back to quote-unquote normal. But for now, that is kind of what that restriction means, if they're a bar and grill serving both at 10 p.m., they have to cut that off. And otherwise, as long as it's 50% with food, they can remain open and continue their operations. So that's where we've seen some businesses shift a little bit to really push the food so that they can continue to operate during this time.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pizzuti. You can find this program online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com and wherever you enjoy podcasts. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.